colors.
Okay, so this is...
Colors of Big Day Shabbos.
Colors?
Colors in general. What are colors? What are some of the colors? Colors?
Like red, blue, yellow? Those?
Yes. Any color you want. That's a
Shabbos. So this is having to deal with Shabbos.
This is Shabbos clothes. Yeah, we're just going to go into the colors, I think. This is from the Max Pilot Simonium.
And of course, it's being podcasted on JerusalemCast.com.
First of all, we'll try and work out what is, we'll start from the top and down below, Keser. Now, Keser, there's two different colors that represent Keser, and we'll see why. One is a kind of white, as we were saying yesterday, but you'll see black also. And the white, it's very strange, what white? It's not a silver white, because silver white is Keser. It's not a milk white, because milk white is also Keser with Keser in it. So what is this whiteness is not clear. It's sort of like a dew, but you really can't see any color, and then eventually it seems to be a whitish, murky kind of white. It's not clear what he's...
How
does he call it? Halovin, the fish alumnus of Rachman Gmurin. All white tahor, completely pure white. Snowy white, maybe? I'm not even sure. He said, but that's not really...
Sort of like a fog white?
I'm not sure. It's not clear. And then the minute he continued that, he said, actually, that doesn't really work so well either. He said, because it's so hidden, you don't even see the rachamim. Keser, the Gra explains, the Vilna Gaon explains, he says, what is going on with Keser? Keser, you have dot and you have Keser. Right? There's 10, the same thing, it says 10, not 9, 10, not 11. And yet we count down and we say Keser and Das is 11. So what do you mean 10, not 11? What can that possibly mean? So the Mechina here is going to be very, very interesting.
There we go.
No, this is something very, very interesting. He says that you have Keser, you have Dat, and you have Keser. Dat is what we see. We see something that looks like Chachma, looks like bring it together somehow. There's something going on here. There's something, there's a guide to you. You can sort of get something. But Keser is, we don't even understand. There's something going on here which we don't even get at all. We don't understand it. We look and we say, what are you talking about? We don't, there's a lot of things going on. That's the master plan, what's really happening. We don't understand. I was speaking yesterday, the Holocaust. I just read in the Zohar, Zohar and Bullock. Same idea. The Rebbe also spoke with someone about this same concept, where you had a child who lost his mother, and he lost his father. And he lost his father, the Chevraya from the Zohar felt that the father had left, a very great person, from Rabbi Yosef of Pekin. And the child's crying, and he says, Hashem, you say in the Torah, send the mother away from them, take the birds, you take the chicks, you don't take the mother, you send the mother away, you take the chicks. If you want to say that's a mother, not a father, well, my mother died. So this is my father, it's only me and my brother, who's going to take care of us? Take me, I don't want you to take my father. So he asks something, and Rabbi Lazar says there, well, the father woke up, and 13 people died, instead of, in his stead. So these are things we don't understand. Why? What does that mean? Why should this one? What is that? Again, we can talk in general. Kiddush Hashem. We can talk about things. There are sources for it, but what does it really mean? And why should it be so? We have no idea. We don't really get it. We don't get it till later. That's the bottom line. So then there's a bechina of the Keser. What's really going on? It's not rachamim. We don't understand it. Of course it's rachamim. What does it mean? We don't really know. Rabbi Nachman says, practically speaking, the only thing you need to know is there are many levels of mercy, and we want to access the level which we understand. Yaakov says, Hashem should give mercy in your hands. It should be mercy that you get that it's mercy. If God can do anything, it's not a problem. We don't understand. Okay, there's a calculation. We hope no one's going to suffer for it. But actually, yeah, that's what we're looking for.
We receive mercy from Hashem and we give mercy.
Hashem should give us mercy, but we can try to access it. We're working on it. That's the chinah. But it's very, again, there are things we don't get.
We don't give mercy anymore. That's not our job.
We can, you know, when you do things kindly, you channel. When people are kind to each other, we channel it. When people, there are certain things that we do. If we act right, then everything gets clean. That's part of why it's so sad when we're not really connecting like we should. So that's very, very, that's a big loss. We don't really understand how big a loss it is. At least, Davin, Hashem, please help me be the way you want me to be. Help me be able probably be holding, like, we don't even get that, how important it is, that little davening, the tefillah. And I says, even if you can't, just ask and really mean it. Say, I'm sorry, I can't right now, but I really want to. See, that's so powerful. Say that Rosh Hashanah, that's so powerful, it sweetens everything. See, the person he really wants, he's trying, that's what he's doing his best. That's what Hashem wants from us, and we have a hard time with that one. We don't really, and it's a fight. It's the Atta Nishmael, we'll try and get there. We're involved in our little, but what about this, but he said, but she said, but come on. Where's Hashem in the world? Where's, it's very easy to be in a place where we're just not real, not genuine. We're just, me. It's just me. It's not Hashem. It's me. So that's not so good. So that's what he said. He said, therefore, Kesher is like dew. He said, what is the color of dew? It's kind of clearish. Is it fog white? I mean, I don't really know. It's kind of clear. It's a clear color. You don't really see any color. So when they go on the ground, when they you see kind of a white film. Very, very slim, I guess. I don't know what you'd say about it. Very hard to discern.
It's like grayish white.
Yeah. This again?
Translucent,
that's a great word. That's the word I want. Yes, translucent kind of whitish something, grayish something. That's what we're talking about here. That's Kesser. So when Kesser comes down, we see great rachamim. Then you access Kesser. But what's really going on in Kesser, we have no idea. He said, that's also why, since it's so hidden, black is also Kesser because it represents this totally hidden. There's no color. You don't see anything. Just black. So it's all totally hidden. That's the beginning of black. And we don't get Kesser. We don't understand what's happening in Kesser. Yeah, there's another thing also, which is that even Kesser, which is the highest filter, said it's still black compared to Eitzel. Like Hashem, really, that's the highest we can get. But what's really going on? We have nothing at all. We don't see anything at all. That's also the Rambam's
means. Is this translucentness is that relate to Sfar Gemara, which was talking about the Amudim? Based on Mikdash, and said a certain place that were like translucent.
It's possible.
In their beauty.
I don't know. It's possible. I never read this Sefer, Emek HaMelech. I never went through it. He has Mishnayos on the Mishnayos of his own on the Beis Hamikdash and its construction, relating to what does that have to do with Inyanim? Like, why is this way? Why is that way? And I looked at it. It looked wondrous. It looked really compact and special, but the price was not right. These two little volumes. So I was like, I'm sorry. 189 shekel with two little volumes. I don't think I can bring myself to do that. It's just too hard. So I left it. But it was really little I saw of it. It looked really special. Probably can get it online. Not that I like to read online. It doesn't do me any good, but at least hear it. But yeah, so I really don't know. I'm not really certain. It doesn't represent that it was like a wavy. Okay, but you mean more of a bus?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. I honestly don't. She says, so you have two different aspects of Kesser. The higher aspect is the black, and the lower aspect is this translucent whiteness. That's how he says. Okay, so that's Kesser. But Kesser, again, is the deepest roots of a person. It's the deepest part of us. And we're trying, Shabbos with Shabbos, we're trying to wake this up. That's what we get to, this Arachan. We get this place.
You're talking about Kesser?
We're talking about Kesser. That's why people who wear black or white, the white also trying probably to access this special towel, right? The special translucent.
Kesser, you don't mean soap.
No, Kesser. Sorry, Kesser. Keter. That's right, yes. That's what we're trying to get to. That's the apex of Shabbos. We get this place, so we want to bring it into our life. So part of why people wear black, on the one hand, is we don't see anything, but you can access the Kesser, you can get there. It's like the obviously, so the matter of Cousins explains, he says, if you have a black background, he says, if you're an artist, you need to set the background first, then you paint. So sometimes a black background, you have a very, the picture's ready. So it's ready to make a beautiful, the colors will be offset. So that's one bechina we try to get to he explained it to the 3 weeks, but there's a bechinat called black that you can see things that way. That's one element. So that's the first thing.
Black is in the English, in our society, in American society, black does not have a positive connotation.
Yes, because that's the thing. There's two different bechinas. Like, if you're trying to access something through it, you can do so. You know, the Ramchal, we're not up to what he used to wear yet, but he would wear every day, Sunday's chesed, like we learned, he wore chesed garment. Monday is gura, he wore a gura garment. Tuesday, he did it, like, every day, accessing, I'm doing this today, I'm doing that today. That was his bechinah, that's what he did. He wore colorful clothing. So, you can try to get there. If you're focused and you're trying, you can hopefully access it. That's the attempt. And also, we're in Golis. We are in Golis. We don't want to be, that's part of the wearing black, for those who do. But there's another element, it comes out here that if you want, you can try to get to this place, which we have no idea. Yeah, you don't see anything because it's so high, it's so amazing. That's the...
There's like the quote that Yosef had from Adam.
From Yaakov.
From Yaakov.
Yeah, I mean...
Same.
He was just so, that was because he included everything. He was everything at once. Ramchal had a chesed garment on Sunday, a gura garment on Monday, etc. Yosef had them all at once because he's still the associate pastor of everything. That's lechayos. It's two different years.
This is not a Walt Disney.
Yes, tell me about it.
What did you say?
This is not a Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have like this. Now we have the chachma. Chachma, first of all, chachma, the Eid of chachma. In terms of avodah, as we know, is nullifying oneself to Hashem. There's only Hashem. Koch, Ma'ev, nothing, it's only Hashem. And it can mean a very deep serenity connection. So that's Tchelis. That's what it brings. Sapphire blue. So you see kind of an initial kind of color. A color that's like a beginning of sorts. That's what you seem to say. It's the Chachma of Chachma, you can hardly express it. It's, you're going somewhere. That's what came out of what he's saying here. That's another bechina of the sapphire blue, or tcheles.
What color is it?
That's chachma. It's sapphire blue.
Oh, sapphire blue.
Yeah, it's like an initial kind of, it's a beginning kind of, you're getting a spark. That's what he seems to be saying.
But is that different than tcheles?
It's not clear. He seems to be saying it's two different things. Either tcheles or sapphire blue. That's what he seems to be
saying. Because sapphire blue is a particular blue.
Yes. But I don't know. First of all,
it's the color you get when you light a match. You take a wooden match, and as soon as it starts, it's sapphire blue, and it morphs.
That's what he's. That's exactly what he's trying to say. That's what he says. He says you don't really hold on to it. You grab it, and then you can't even say what did I have? Where did I go? It's you were someone very special. Again, keser means it became so internalized, this level, whatever you're working on, that it's just totally yours. You can't. It's like a person putting on tefillin. He's not missing tefillin. I don't care. So there's one person. He's Daf Gemara. He's like his tefillin. One person. He's the hour's photos. He's like his tefillin. He doesn't miss. No such thing. Or he's 2 minutes of his photos. Whatever it may be. Whatever each person or who he is. Chachma, he's not the keser yet. But he's felt that such an awe that he can't even express it. It's so important to him. It's so precious to him. So that's this kind of, like you said, exactly. Like a little spark in your... Grab on, and you don't even know, what did you get, what did you see, I have no idea, but this I have to do, and this is, I see it, it's deep, it has a deep serenity, it's connection, but not yet keser, where it's so completely tied that he's past it. He can undo it, of course, but right now he's so connected, the opposite of courage, you have to cut something for him to let go of this. It's so part of him. That's the beginning of keser mavod. Then you have Bina. He says Bina is like a greenish, a vegetable kind of green, like hearty. Because you have in Bina, you have Rachamim, but it's din. You're on fire. When you hit Bina, you're on fire, and you want to throw out anything that's bad that's going to distance you from this deep connection to Hashem. It's tshuva. So there's on the one hand, it's very powerful din. On the other hand, it's bringing you up to a very high place. It's just on fire for something. It's till the very end. So then you do incredible things with that. There's a word in the lake. Make the highest thing. Make the highest achievements. If you just wake yourself up, just ignite yourself and move.
Is that the color of something like when you burn a crystal of copper sulfide, it turns into a green?
It might be.
Or,
I don't know.
Anodized bronze. You know, that when you have bronze in the sea that's been corroded, like
sure.
The Statue of Liberty.
I'm honestly not sure. I don't know.
Or even jade.
He says you take white and red, mix them together. What do you get?
Tink.
Tinkish. That's what he's. Again. So, 1 second. No, that's the other aspect of Vina, which is a goldish. That's the next level. That's another aspect. But the first one, honestly, I don't know what those colors look like. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure what does he mean when he says this green like karti. What is he? It's green.
I'm sorry, green like.
Green like karti, like this kind of vegetable, maybe like celery green, maybe. Not so clear. What is he exactly? What is this? It seems to be. So.
I'm sorry, which green?
Vegetable green.
That's what it seems to be, the
vegetable
seems,
green.
Yeah, seems, I think so. I think it's what you're saying.
I mean, is it.
Lettuce.
Is it a light green like lettuce, or even lighter green like celery, or a darker green like mint?
Something like that, yes, that's correct. I don't know, honestly. I'm not clear. What's karti? I don't know. I honestly don't know. So then there's another level of, like you were saying, a pinkish kind of thing. We have a mixture. We have both of these, the white, so it's the only one that's chesed. There's more of a din aspect, so then you have this is also bina. So there's a goldish also. So there's a lot of gvura, then it's just gold. That's what we seem to be saying. Huh? Green, he's saying, is bina. Because bina is also din and also it's also bina liba. You wake up your heart, Zoris. You ignite your heart. Bina liba, the leaves on fire for a shot.
Isa.
Yitzchak is gvura, but also bechina bina. It's true. It gets there. It gets to bina too. Fine. So now we have chesed. Chesed, the person has ahava for Hashem. Ahava for Hashem. That's what chesed is. It says you have a blue, which is white, a whitish blue. Tchelis, it's white. So it's not white like keser. So the tchelis is like a kind of chachma there, because keser comes out of chachma. That's his bechina. So also you have a silver color. That's another bechina. Silver color is another element. So silver also sort of is whitish and has a bluish tinge to it sometimes. That's what we seem to say. Yeah, but it depends how you look at it. So that's also the bechina of the chesed there.
It's like Photoshop chrome.
He says also white, a milk white is also the bechina of chesed. So again, the chesed people wear white on Shabbos, the maisa, probably they're trying to access chesed more than anything else. That's what I would say. But there is a whitish element of chesed too. Maybe they want to get there as well. So he says, then Vura, well, Vura is a whitish red. He said, one aspect of Vura, you have three different aspects. One is a whitish red, that's when the Simchas is there. He said, then you have this black. Black of the Shachor, it's like a blackish red. A black that comes from red, that's what he's trying to say. So this black that comes from red is also b'chin of din.
It's like dry blood.
Yeah, I guess. It's something very black. Maybe it's not clear what the difference is between keser and this in terms of the color. Could be the black, either one, depends what you're doing with it. If you're going to din, you're going to din. If you're going to keser, you're going to keser. Either one, it's a din. Because keser, you can't see what's going on. You don't see it. I don't see it. I don't get it. That's how he's explaining. So then you have Tiferes, is a red and a white that's kind of mixed together. And it's like yellow. So it's a yellowish color. In this way, mixed in a way that's going to make yellow.
peach?
He seems to say yellow like an egg yolk.
Come
on, no. No.
You can't get yellow like an egg yolk in those two colors.
He's saying, it's, again, you have red, he's saying a red and a white that are mixed together, and they come out to be like a egg yolk. Again, it's, I don't know what he's, like, what, why is he, yeah, how does it get to be yellow? So saying, there's something missing here, what do you mean, how does it get to be yellow? It's not clear to me, I don't know.
Well, the white is faster than the red is yours.
Yeah.
Well, second, no, it's 1 second. No. He said you mix together this green and yellow. And then you get this color.
Green and
or
yellow.
Yeah, that's what he seems to say. Yeah. He's not saying that's the end color. That's not what I misread what you're saying.
Green and yellow and
yes.
Green and yellow.
He calls it sapphire.
That's
a good type of kind of bluish.
And that's Tiferet?
That's one color of Tiferet, yes, I misread. And then, I thank you for pointing that out, be more careful. And then we have, Agamon is a kind of purple or royal purple or purplish blue, or purplish blue it seems to be also.
So the yellow, like an egg yolk, doesn't have to be Tiferet, it's something else?
We'll see, no, we'll see. Those two, he says you have a type of, it's a mixture of chesed and din. The chesed is a red and a white together. Which means the red, this red, this bechina odom, is green like morika. How does red get to green? It's not so clear what he means. I don't know what he means by that. I have to admit. And then like an egg yolk. That's what he seems to say. Anyway, actual year. That's what he says. It comes out this kind of bluish. I'm not clear how he. Yeah, bechesed and din. This is their reflection. Comes in kind of blue. Or kind of.
So one's a yellow, like an egg yolk, and another one's like a blue.
Again, it should be, he calls it red though. So what's red? How does red become yellow? Like Maruki, I don't even know what that is.
How does din become?
No, I don't know. I'm just not sure. I have to look. Maybe I'll look tomorrow. I'll see again. Tiferet is a question here. What does this mean? Yellow? I don't know what it is.
Should I bring in a color wheel?
You can. I have to look more a little bit. That's
so
a
you're doing something in nature, taking.
No, we'll see. We'll see. We have to see. It's probably more simple explanation, but I don't know. I admit, I'm not sure. So then he says also you have Agamon. This beginning of Agamon is purplish.
Agamon?
Yeah. That's Bekitza. So again, we have ourselves. Chesed and Tiferet is Ahava for Hashem, love for Hashem. Gvura is beginning of. Limits and Tiferet is the bechina of a mixture of the two Dvekis and also Yiras Gvura. Those are the three that we access in this way. So we have this either white or bluish white is Chesed. We have a bechina of a kind of red or black, which is Gvura. And Tiferet is either kind of blue or a kind of purple. So then we have ourselves Netzach. So when we wear on Shabbos, we actually can think what are we doing? What am I doing when I'm wearing a color combination? What am I trying to do? What is my purpose here? You can think about it. It's not the, So it says Netzach is red, but it sort of leans towards white. A white part of it, because it comes from Chesed, but it's got some din too. Therefore, it's reddish. But it's a red that sort of leans towards white. It's a lightish red, maybe pink. So then Hod is a white that leans towards red. This is the opposite of Netzach, right? You have a white, there's also a Bechina of Chesed there, but it's very much more dim. Right? So Netzach and Hod, we know, of course, is Eitz is knowing what to do, and Hod is praising and thanking Hashem. A kind of greenish, which leans a yellow red, he seems to say here. Yellow red is your soul. So, or a kind of general color, rainbow color, or some kind of color that includes everything somehow. Okay. Now, gold is malchus. gold, this color, yellow coal, a yellow gold. Yellow, I mean, maybe it's there, you have focus. Said you can have Malchus, can also be black. Like, it's the moon, sometimes the moon, there's nothing there. Or it can be kind of turquoise, as we used to say, kind of turquoise purple also. And Ches is, of course, also a Bechina of Malchus. So it seems to be saying a golden color seems to be here, Malchus. That's what we're trying to. So I would assume that people who are trying to wear this, the coat, they're trying to act as the Bechina of Malchus and the Aura in the Malchus. That's what I would imagine.
So in Baltimore, there was an Ehud Israel synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
The rabbis said for the women, they can only wear black.
Why?
That's it, no colors.
Really?
I wonder if he knows this. He might, not want to, the men want to.
I don't understand why. Is Hasidic?
Because there are women wearing colors. He didn't like the fact that women were wearing colors.
It has to do with a book that is very popular dealing with modesty. And they were shirim in the 90s about modesty and colors, and certain colors are totally esser, like red.
In my shul, there were too many people getting like Israelis, and the rabbi had a dress code. He instituted a dress code.
Really?
Yeah. He said that women are not allowed to wear open-toed sandals.
No.
Their feet need to be covered.
It depends on what the custom is. It's not so simple. It depends who you ask.
It was like, we lost a lot of numbers over there.
Whatever.
I said, where are you going to go? There. Every place else. Well, the rabbi saw some. They said the rabbi shouldn't be looking at our feet. They should notice
it. He heard about it. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't know.
I guess they were studying Rabbi Arush.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. That's a little bit of a rundown of the colors, more or less. We still have to clarify about the Paris. Hopefully tomorrow business. I'll try to clarify. אתה תבדוק שהולכים לקחת את אייזיק, אל תשכח, בסדר? תבדוק שהולכים לקחת את אייזיק, אל תשכח. תבדוק לי, טוב? מי? אתה בטוח? שלום. אוקיי, that's the
problem.
So we're done with the colors more or less, but tomorrow we have to clarify. Hopefully I remember to look this up about Tiferes. What does this mean?
So what is the purpose of this call? Why do we need to know this?
Okay, the purpose, what we did yesterday, we learned about putting on the Shabbos clothes, and that represents this Bechina of splendor, this connection to Hashem. The Nassim talks about it also, all the worlds have a new garment. What you wear also has to do with what you're going to wear in the next world, what you wear on Shabbos. So that seems a little bit opaque. I mean, what you wear in the next world, what does that mean? I wear it's a physical garment, it's not going to, it doesn't go to the next world. So every color of any garment has a particular place where it's sourced and where it comes from.
It has a spiritual source,
exactly. A. I don't know if we're going to go into fabric. I don't know if it's necessary, but fabric also has a particular source where it's from, what it is.
You mean like
the Ramchal. I mean, unfortunately, we don't have the whole book. There's just a little bit. And that green stem, the Ramchal, one of his students started writing down what is everything in the world. This is like really amazing, but we have it's maybe 20 pages, it's really amazing, but then we just lose it, we don't know. He goes through
everything. What happened to the book?
That's what we have, I don't know what happened. They found that part, and it's amazing, but we have everything. It's like chemistry, what is this? It's pretty amazing. But he doesn't go into so much chemistry, but if he talks about it, maybe he has fabric, so I don't remember ever seeing that.
So when you wear colors on Shabbos, you're making a spiritual statement.
Yes, you are. Of whom, where you are. that's worth focusing on. And by the way, speaking about wearing red, that's part of why there's like a little bit of a problem, theoretically. I mean, red definitely gets the attention. As part of the bechina of waking up the gevuras. Yeah, and it depends on the custom, where you're from. Not necessarily can you say it's forbidden for everyone, no matter what. Used to be it was. It used to be it meant something, not complimentary for someone's morals. Today, not necessarily so. It depends where you're going.
Well, it still has a, in some circles, a negative connotation of being a prostitute.
Really?
I mean, they still make movies about that.
Huh?
Everyone knows that in the Goyish world. Everyone knows that. It's like you can't understand.
It depends where you're from. It's not so clear. But it's definitely better to avoid it if possible, for sure.
I mean, I've seen postings of Siddiqim that says that the red has historically been the sign of a prostitute. That's how she would advertise.
It's true, but that doesn't mean that it's forbidden today. Depends who you ask. It's not so clear. Say today it's forbidden. Shulchan Aruch is forbidden because at that time it was usher. I mean, you might tell us about who was it? Mar Brachos.
Tomorrow?
I forgot who it was. No. This person who he ripped off a dress on someone. She was wearing a red dress and he thought it was a sneeze and he had a kinnock. What is this? Jewish girl walking around like that? She needs to be shamed. Again, it's not for us, but in that time it would have been appropriate, presumably. Or he would have made a mistake, one or the other. But presumably it would have been appropriate. It was someone, she was doing something that would have been breaking through what the norm is. Again, I'm not getting involved in that aspect of it. But he ripped her dress off to shame her. And it turned out she was a guy. So he had to pay her 400 coin. Like, he paid her 400 zuz.
That's a lot of money.
He's like, I another shameless lady. If she's Jewish, she has to be shamed. But if she's not Jewish, she's allowed to wear a red garment. What's the problem? So he said, what's your name? She said, my name is Mason. Mason and Matone. Matone means like patience. He said, a little more patience and I would have saved 400 zuz. And he gave her the money. Wow. So you have to be careful. What some say was shatnez or red garment, whatever it was. It's not so... You know.
But even today, there was a YouTube video of a woman law student in Cairo walking around on campus, and she was really, harassed for wearing red.
Yes.
And this was this year.
No, is the color, are these colors like significant only on Shabbos?
No, always. No, always. But on Shabbos, there is significance. It's worthwhile for us to think about it. Maybe for this week, we'll be zochet to start to think about what are my colors about. What is this?
I mean, can you wear the same colors you wear during the week?
In the business world, you make business deals based on what people are wearing. In the business world, what I learned, in sales and marketing, you pay maybe $20,000 for sales training on colors. And how to read what your opponent is wearing and how you can beat them in a sale. Yeah, $20,000 training.
Sounds interesting.
I took one that was a little cheaper than that.
Expensive.
I want you to know it's
that. What was the guy doing that course? What was he wearing?
He wore a
red tie. A tie, really?
Yeah.
See, there we go. Checking out.
Exactly.
Was he wearing the same red tie that Anwar Sadat wore when he met Menachem Begin?
But he told the sales guys never wear a red tie.
Really?
Yeah, he always wore a blue tie. If you wear a red tie, you have the power. So be really careful when you're doing that in sales, because you go against someone in power struggle, then you might lose a sale. You don't want to lose a sale, you want to win a sale. So if you go in and it's like neutral.
Interesting. Certainly interesting. Hi.
For Hever Gadisha, you were only allowed to wear blue.
Really?
Mourners wore black. You could not wear anything dealing with for ground because of the Nazis.
Ground,
really?
Ground was earth, yellow was earth, earthy people.
The word
brown colors or yellow colors
or green colors. Certainly sounds interesting. No, but the idea is, Rav Moishe once told us, he said, when you learn deeper Nyanim, it's easy to remember Hashem all the time. You just have to be willing. When you learn a little bit deeper stuff, it's very easy to remember Hashem all the time, because everywhere you look, if you know what it is, just connect right away. You see a color, you say, wow, this is this is that, this is Kesef. You get right away, you just wake up. It's just very easy. So even if you don't, you need to learn, think you're learning, there's art school now, there's no excuses, you gotta learn, you gotta get used to it. He said, but if you learn deeper things, it's just very, very easy. You just have to do it. So that's Hashem. Maybe for now, we'll start to do it. That's Hashem. That's our goal, that's Hashem. So let's do a little bit more of the, I guess, the Chesed Avraham now.
Okay, so what